Please be aware, the following material may not be suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion advised.
Welcome, ladies, to the Greenwich Maternity Resort. Each year, we welcome 10 pregnant women to engage in private births away from the nosy public eye. Manali, how soon until your D-Day? Your due date of birth?
4 days. Girls, I'm terrified. My mind's too foggy for motherhood.
Don't worry, this resort is equipped to prepare you mentally and spiritually for the big arrival. There's yoga, beaches, and all your drinks are laced with a heavy dose of CBD.
I can feel it. My boyfriend, he's British royalty, totally stunning, recommended this resort to me because he said we needed the utmost privacy. At first, I'll admit I was unsure, but this place is a total oasis. I feel enlightened.
I do too. My name's Reese, and God called me here. My D-Day is the same as you, Manali, June 16th. I used all my savings to come here.
Wow, that's a brave choice.
I saw it as a more necessary action. God sent me here to guide you through your birth, since you're sad and broken and all alone.
I'm perfectly happy, Reese. This place is a magical escape.
All right, ladies, on that awkward note, you're late for beach yoga. Calm your busy minds. Hurry down to the water, but don't hurry too fast. You're pregnant after all. We'll start with sun salutation A.
When Terry said beach yoga, I didn't think it would involve goats.
Can I put my mat beside yours? You have the best view.
Sure, Reese. But beware, my sadness and brokenness might rub off on you.
Manali, I'm not scared. I came here to help you, to enlighten you. God can see your suffering.
No offense, but my boyfriend paid tens of thousands of dollars so that I can be enlightened here by the trained professionals. They'll help me numb my feelings with a virgin drink.
Chaturanga. Downward dog.
You don't want to feel your feelings?
That has nothing to do with you.
On the contrary, that has everything to do with me. I came here just for you.
Why do the goats have to scream like that?
How does the screaming make you feel? Angry? Or scared?
Reese, with all due respect, back off. Can you give me some privacy, please?
Privacy won't solve your problems, Miss Manali Patel.
Chaturanga.
How do you know my last name?
God told me, silly. He speaks to me. Your boyfriend is Thomas Pruitt, the Duke of Cambridge.
Think I need to go lie down.
And now we come to rest in Shavasana.
Pick up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Please record your message.
Jesus,
when you
have
finished Tom, recording,
pick up,
you may
you
hang
wink.
Up or press 1 for more options.
Tom, call me back. Some girl here, Reese, she's an American, somehow knows our names, your title, our lifestyle. I swear I didn't say anything to anyone. It's a complete loss of privacy. I'll find out what she knows and how she found out about us. Call me back.
Welcome, ladies, to day 2 of healing. I hope yoga proved to be an insightful healing experience. For today's session, I'm here to answer any questions you might have about your pregnancy or the process as a whole. Ask away.
I'd like to speak.
Oh, yes, Manali, go ahead.
I'm concerned with my personal information being leaked. Tara, you know privacy is very important to me and to my boyfriend.
Yes, Manali. I'm sensing some anger in you. Perhaps eucalyptus will help? Much better, huh?
Tara, my boyfriend purchased this ticket so I could give birth in total and complete privacy. But someone here knows my name. My boyfriend's name.
Yes, that's me, Reese.
Rest assured, Manali, we are committed to full security compliance. If Reese knows your identity, she must have discovered it through other means.
God told me. We communicate daily.
I was thinking social media stalking, but okay.
God actually sent me here. He put the baby in my belly and led me on my mission. Enlighten Manali.
Reese, can I speak to you by the pool?
Lord, give us strength. Wash us clean with your goodness.
Are you all finished?
Yes, just praying for the baby. 2 more days. I can't hardly wait.
Reese, we have a lot to discuss.
I agree. God says he loves you and he wants to speak with you about your relationship with Tom.
No, Reese, just you and me. Leave the voice out of it.
God's never out of it.
Reese, how do you know my name? Let's start with that.
I've tried to explain, Manali. I'm a mystic. I speak with God. And God told me that Manali Patel, the daughter of a British shoemaker, is in deep emotional trouble. He told me you've bottled all your emotions up. The sadness, the hurt of Thomas choosing his wife over you, his baby mama.
That's private information.
It's a classic tale of infidelity. But it's still allowed to hurt you. That's a bad situation.
You're a pretty good stalker, aren't you? How long have you been following me? Years?
Huh? I've just been sent. God came to me in a dream.
We'll pay you for your silence. Congratulations. You're finally rich like the rest of us.
Hello, ladies. It's day 3 of healing. Does anyone have thoughts to share? No one? Not even you, Manali?
I'm going home in 2 days. That's all I feel safe to say.
Anyone else?
I have something. Girls, God spoke to me today. And he asked why your partner sent you to a remote resort to give birth alone. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, that's kind of our business model.
Tara, don't you think you should enlighten these women instead of distracting them with eucalyptus and virgin cocktails? There's real feelings here. There's anger at the men who left us alone.
You're alone too, Reese.
No, Manali, I have God. I got my baby when I was raped. But God stood by me all the way. He healed me in and out.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Reese.
Don't be sorry. God is living in me. But you're still hiding.
Well then.
The gel's so cold. Pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm due tomorrow. I guess you really forgot. Tom, call me back. This Reese girl, maybe she's less of a stalker and more of a troubled friend. Call me back.
It's me, Reese. Can I come in?
Depends. Did they rub this freezing gel on you too?
Yes, it's only fair. I'm sorry for prying into your life. I swear I hear God speaking to me. I swear I'm trying to help.
I believe you. Thank you. That's more than Tom will do. It's fine. I'm fine. I'll be fine.
You don't have to be. You should feel your feelings, or else they'll just overwhelm you. Is that Tom?
No, it's an alarm to text him.
Jesus, Manali.
Reese, how do you keep your faith, even with the, you know, the rape? That must be hard.
I keep my faith by speaking with God. It's constant. I tell him everything, my hopes, my fears, my dreams. Yell when I'm mad and I cry when I'm hurting. I don't allow anything to bottle up inside.
That sounds healthy.
And I don't allow a man to control my life. I don't allow a man to send me off alone and pregnant to a remote island.
Although you kind of did. You let God send you.
Huh, you're right. Good catch.
But God could be a woman, though.
That's true.
It's day 4 of healing. Today's D-Day for Manali and Reese. How are you feeling, ladies?
Nervous and eager and scared.
Excited and slightly ill at the thought of being a mom. I feel awake to life. I feel enlightened and vulnerable and sad, like a beanbag chair.
Should I get some more eucalyptus?
I feel grateful. I've learned this week that enlightenment can come from anywhere, even in the most unexpected places.
Amen.
Oh, and I've also learned if a guy says he wants total privacy, it probably means he's not choosing you.
You girls are seriously ruining the good vibes. Let's be happy.
Oh. Shit! I think my water broke.
Mine too!
Nurses, gather your supplies. We have a double birth in our midst. D-Day. I repeat, D-Day.
This must be a sign. Two babies, born on the same day, same time. They're like twins.
Today is an auspicious day.
They'll never be alone again. I'm very happy.
This episode of Don't Write Me Off, entitled Enlighten Your Minds, stars Ace Brown as Manali, Peyton Russell as Reese, and Katie Congrove as Tara. Enlighten Your Minds is a Lucky Broadcasting production written by Peyton Russell, directed by Cole Gosley, with editing and sound design by Chase Anderson. A Lucky Broadcasting production.